I can recall three really big events now in this town, and the building the bridges over the lake, what that's done for this community, the ASU Mountain Home, what that's done for the education, an opportunity to continue education here in Mountain Home, and now this. And this is for everybody, Heather. It's not just kids, it's senior citizens, a place to go, to swim, to exercise. This is a big deal for the city of Mountain Home.
Question everybody wants to know, when will it be ready? When will it be open?
Well, that might be more of a Will Creek, but our current plans, based on where we're at today, look like we'll be opening this up in January of 26. Of course, Will and his team and the architects and engineers and everybody, all the subs, we had a meeting with them today, and they know the sooner the better. So hopefully we'll make it in the late part of 25.
I know it's not a final price tag, but what is the budget looking like?
The budget's much higher than it was when we first started this project. But, you know, from where we're at right now, this project for this center and everything you're going to see out here is going to land somewhere between $39 and $40 million. And originally we thought it was going to be about a 31.4, but with what's happened with the price since this was passed, that's not too far off. And we've managed to control that and keep that where it is without losing any of the functionality or the things that we promised would be in this facility when it's open.
Will there be new jobs added?
Yes, there will be. You know, in the Parks Department alone, they'll probably be in just in this one facility. You know, we're going to be looking at least probably a dozen new jobs out here. But the seasonal jobs, when the outdoor pool is open in the summertime, you know, in Batesville, I think they had like 40 lifeguards during the summer over their staff. So it's going to grow as the usage of it grows, and the number of people we need to run it will grow as well.
What will happen to the old city pool once this facility is open?
Our plans were, when we passed this, take the old city pool once this is open, take that pool, close it down, and put a splash pad in there. And the splash pad there, you know, it's in the middle of the neighborhood. It's by the youth center. It'd be a great fit over there.
What kind of economic impact do you project the city of Mountain Home will see once this facility is open?
I can tell you a little bit about what happened last year in Batesville, Arkansas, and we've modeled this facility after the one there and the usage of it. Last year in Batesville, they had over 130,000 day users go through that facility. Those are people coming in, you know, to do their exercise or swims, etc. Total users that walked in that door for anything from meetings, group meetings, events, was over 250,000 people went through the doors in Batesville. We'll see the same thing here.